Are higher inflation and higher interest rates here to stay for a while? Neil Irwin, the chief economic correspondent at Axios, is joining us on Drive Time. Neil, thanks for being with us. You wrote that the U.S. may be entering a new era of persistently high interest rates. Why do you think?
Well, there's a lot of fundamental structural changes that are always happening in the economy. Right now, those involve demographics. The baby boom generation is retiring. We have persistently large budget deficits, which means there's a lot of federal borrowing that pushes up interest rates. And all that seems to be combining to create a higher kind of sustained level of interest rates than we really got used to back in the 2010s.
You see some signs in the bond market?
Yeah. So what's happened over the last few weeks, the inflation numbers so far in 2024 have come in a little higher than analysts were expecting, higher than the Federal Reserve wants to see. And that has driven not just short-term interest rates up, but long-term interest rates up. That's a sign that bond markets are starting to say, you know, maybe this isn't just a short-term blip. Maybe even once this inflation fades, we're still going to have higher interest rates than we got used to during the last decade.
Yeah. Where are we historically, Neil? Are there past errors comparable to where we are now?
So, you know, where we are right now in terms of rates, you know, by the standards of pre-2007 are actually pretty normal, even a little on the low side. Anybody who's, you know, in their 50s or above can remember the rates in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s even, which were substantially higher than today. But, you know, we have an entire generation that's been raised with, you know, a 4%, 3% mortgage rate with really cheap borrowing costs. And if the entire kind of economic framework is shifting, which I'm arguing it might be doing, that is going to be kind of a shock for home buyers, for anybody investing in stocks, as that shift gets priced into all these markets.
As for interest rates, you know, late last year, the thinking was we'd have an interest rate cut certainly by now and maybe several this year. Now it looks like we're not going to get one until the summer at the earliest. What's holding the Fed back at this point from cutting rates?
Well, the numbers just aren't cooperating. You know, when they were saying back in December that they might cut interest rates three times or more in 2024, that was based on an expectation that inflation was going to keep coming down and that we were going to keep seeing this progress toward 2% inflation. It hasn't happened so far in the first three, 4 months of 2024. Again, the inflation numbers keep coming a little high. It's a sign there's kind of embers of inflation out in the economy, that even as the worst of 2022 has passed, there's still some residual kind of inflationary pressure out there. And until that's gone, until there's evidence that we really are getting back toward 2%, the Fed's not going to give us that rate cut that I think everybody would like to see.
There's still that kind of disconnect, right, Neil? A lot of Americans say they're not doing great, yet a lot of the economic indicators look pretty good.
Yeah, it's true. Look, the job market is quite good. The unemployment rate is still low. Spending is quite strong. We just got a good retail sales number out on Monday. So by a lot of measures, the economy is still roaring. At the same time, when, you know, prices keep going up for everything and it's not like prices went back down after the inflation of 21 and 22. You can understand why people don't like it very much. And borrowing costs are really high. So if you're thinking about buying a house, you look at a 7.5% mortgage rate, and that's a lot to deal with, especially when prices haven't really come down very much.
Neil Irwin, chief economic correspondent at Axios. Good to talk to you, Neil. Thanks.